Psalm 56, Preface. With a good grace to give way to a rude and unfeeling man, and to bear with the selfishness and frowardness of a hard and unjust master, is trying to the soul. Meekly to suffer injustice and silently to bear oppression requires a triumph over one's own resentful heart. Hence, patience, that noble, lovely, and wholesome herb, does not grow in every garden. But with us Christians, the evil inclination of the heart to spitefulness and retaliation must be overcome, and patience must be planted and fostered in the heart. Ye have need of patience, says the apostle, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. Suffering wrongfully belongs to our Christian calling, and has its promise of reward. If, without anger or murmuring, we commit our cause to God, He will, in His own time and way, certainly do what the Scriptures declare of Him, saying, "The Lord executes righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed." And the suffering Thessalonians, Paul comforted with these words, "It is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you, and to you who are troubled, rest with us, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven." In this 56th Psalm, we have an example of patience. A Prayer for Deliverance to the Chief Musician upon Jonath Elakrokhokim, Miktah of David, when the Philistines took him in Gath. Be merciful unto me, O God, for man would swallow me up. He, fighting daily, oppresses me. Mine enemies would daily swallow me up, for they would be many that fight against me, O Thou Most High. What time I am afraid, I will trust in Thee. In God I will praise His word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Every day they wrest my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They gather themselves together, they hide themselves, they mark my steps, when they wait for my soul. Shall they escape by iniquity? In thine anger cast down the people, O God. Thou tellest my wanderings, put thou my tears into thy bottle, are they not in thy book? When I cry unto thee, then shall mine enemies turn back. This I know, for God is with me. In God will I praise His word. In the Lord will I praise His word. In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid. What can man do unto me? Thy vows are upon me, O God. I will render praises unto Thee. For Thou hast delivered my soul from death. Wilt not Thou deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living? Summary. Here David makes great complaint of Saul and his adherents, by whom he was driven out of the land of Israel, and obliged to seek safety with the Philistines, the enemies of his people. A fugitive from his native country, David comforted himself with the Lord's word and promise, which conferred on him the rightful title to the kingdom, and he expresses his undoubting confidence that he would escape the hand of Saul, and the Lord would reward him for all his afflictions. We may pray this psalm both against those who deny and corrupt the word of God, and those who would deprive us of the liberty to teach and to worship according to the Scriptures. And though we must suffer many things for Christ and His truth, God will number our tears, and in due time He will wipe them away. Prayer. Lord our God, by Thy mighty power and Thy outstretched arm, do Thou protect Thy word and church against all adversaries. Graciously preserve unto us peace in church and state, and grant us to be and to remain members of Thy true, invisible church, now in time and hereafter in eternity. Amen.